The following programming is sponsored by Carol Captus Holloway, doing business as Home Improvement Fix and Facts. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Peasley Media Group.
Saying in her sleep, brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around.
Good Tuesday morning. Welcome to Our House here at WWDB. I have a co-host and a sponsor in-house today. Yay, I'm super excited. The other person you see here live on Facebook is Michael Grace from LP Smart Side Expert Finish, Smooth Expert Finish. I'm going to do the whole 9 yards. Michael, say hello.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me, Carol.
And yeah.
Taking the time out of your day to have us on here.
Absolutely. Have you ever done radio before?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, you're a newbie. This is so much fun. I'm so excited. So our sponsor for our show has been LP SmartSide Expert Finish Trim and Siding in Brush Smooth Texture, which is the one that I happen to like. And we are going to talk all about siding today. I love siding on some homes, not all homes. And I just want to let our listeners know that we are running live on Facebook right now. So go to the WWDB website, WWDBAM.com, and we are live on Facebook. You can also follow on Instagram. You can follow on the podcast right at WWDB on the radio, 860 AM and Odyssey. And you can always text message me at Instagram and Facebook. And if you have any phone calls today, any phone calls, you can call the station at 888-329-3306. That's 888-329-3306. We'll say that again during the show so you can listen in. So I like something different on a house, Michael. I love curb appeal. So important to me. Great thought process for people that are thinking of buying a fixer-upper that might need some exterior work. Siding is a great solution, in my opinion, as opposed to stucco and brick and masonry and all those other things. My question to you is, let's talk about just siding in general before we talk about all the wonderful assets of LP SmartSide. Can you put siding on any home?
Hypothetically, yes. But at the same time, and for the reasons you guys mentioned, there's certain types of architecture and there's certain types of sidings or just exterior finishes and cladding that look better on certain types of homes or more prevalent or popular in certain areas, depending on where you are. But, you know, here where we are in the Philadelphia region and the Northeast, siding's going to be, on the majority of the homes out there. So, you know.
Okay. I have seen so many different looks on siding. I've seen it vertical. I've seen it horizontal. I've seen it with textured finishes. I happen to love a smooth finish myself. What lends itself to deciding what to pick on the outside? Do you go into a showroom and talk to somebody? Do you pick your own design? Do you hire an architect or a designer or all the above?
It's sort of, all the above, for lack of a better term. It depends on your budget. So, if you have a larger budget and it's a larger home or a higher profile home, obviously then that could afford you some things like a designer or an architect or a specifier, someone to sort of just lend their professional opinion. But at the same time, a lot of times people just, know what they like or they see something they like and that's sort of what they go on. And we've all driven by those homes where you're like, oh, what were they thinking or, stuff like that. But then at the same time, that doesn't mean you can't have a beautiful house without, having a designer or a professional involved either. So it sort of works both ways. But, at the same time, if you're happy and you're paying for it, then, who are we to judge at that point?
I have done the what were they thinking when they do that. So let's start at the top with who puts siding on their home. I mean, anybody can, but say you have a house, like I said, I talked about the different types of houses, masonry, brick, stucco. Do you have to remove something to put siding up? Can you go on top of it? What are the do's and don'ts of siding?
It just sort of depends on, you know, what's existing and what you're trying to apply at the end of the day. So if it's vinyl, something that's hanging on your wall, it affords you a little bit more flexibility where you can go over some claddings that are there. Traditionally, if you have like a masonry exterior or stucco or a brick, sometimes you can just fur it out or put fairing strips on there, you know, instead of removing everything, which is a lot more work, a lot more labor, a lot more costly. Something like a hardboard siding like LP or some of the other claddings out there, you do have to sort of go down to a flat substrate or a sheathing in order to apply those.
So if you have a stone finish, maybe you want to leave the stone and put siding in other areas where the stone may not be?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of times, too, with the stones, if it's in good condition and you know, there's no moisture issues or anything like that, most people choose to leave it depending on, you know, what the stone looks like and the color of it. You know, you have other options as far as painting it or staining it and doing some things to kind of dress it up or, you know, up that curb appeal without completely removing it. So you got to kind of consider all your factors. And again, at the end of the day, it really does come down to a budget standpoint for most people.
So it comes down to budget and it comes down to exactly what is on the outside of your home. So it's easy to go over masonry, brick, stucco. It's easy to go over something. You wouldn't go over something that's already sided. You would take the old siding off and put new siding on?
I mean, we, you know, technically, yes, you know, you should do it the right way. And I'm always a proponent of that. But at the same time, you know, it's all about the cost. So I've seen some houses, you know, my own personal house before I purchased it, there was asbestos siding on there and they chose to go over it with foam and then vinyl. And again, that's hanging on there. So you can get away with a little bit more than you would, you know, because it's covering it.
What do you mean go over it with foam?
So they would basically take a foam sheet.
Okay.
And then just put that over just to give you a little bit more of a flatter.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking of spray foam.
No.
So you're talking like a drywall for outside, yep. 2x4, like a certain teed foam or something like that.
Yeah, there's a couple different types, you know, EPS, polystyrene, things like that, where they're just, again, they add a little R value, but it just kind of smooths the wall over a little bit so you don't have the different courses underneath sort of projecting on the finished product. But again, it's something that you can go over. It has to hang on there, so it's not going to be something that's hard applied to the studs.
Okay.
Like a fiber cement.
What's the matter? Sure. Put your mic closer? Sure. We want everybody to hear Michael. Thank you. Yeah, we're going to torture your face, right? That's Tyler over there in the production studio running the board and making sure that we can hear and see and do all the fun things that we need to do here. So I never mind the interruption. So that's really interesting. So moving asbestos siding would be a monumental cost, I'm guessing, because it has to be disposed of. So in your case, putting up the foam and going over top was the right thing to do, which would probably be the right thing for a lot of homeowners if the budget is in play.
Yeah. I mean, just going over it in that regard versus taking it all down. It's not the biggest cost, but it's an added cost.
Right.
You know, and there's a certain process and a procedure as far as maybe spraying it down with some water so some of the dust doesn't get airborne, and, you know, bagging it and putting it in a certain dumpster away from all your other debris.
Getting
so there's certain protocols and processes when you're dealing with it. But again, a lot of it, you know, just depending on what it is, mainly comes down to money.
Okay. And sometimes we can do just part of our house, right? We don't have to do our whole house. We can, like, if it has a stone front, we're not going to want to rip that down and put it back up if it's pretty. But we can do the other sides of the house. Or we can do a barn or a shed or a she or he house.
Yeah, anything you want, your dog house.
He shed.
You know, we do a ton of that. But it's all, you know, every job's unique. Every home's, you know, personal preferences come into play and things like that where, you know, there's no right way or no wrong way or no, you know, wrong siding choice. It's just a sort of matter of what floats your boat.
So walk me through the basic process. I decide that I want siding on my home. Now, there's a lot of different manufacturers out there. I'm particularly fond of LP Smart Side. You're my sponsor, but I love the product. And talking to one of our distributors, SWI, Service Wholesale Incorporated in Downingtown, And talking to Matt, who we deal with over there, he said, I love SmartSide, but not everybody uses it. And I love when they come in and ask for it or when I can show it to them. So one of the reasons, besides talking about siding your home, is that you have, in my opinion, and probably your opinion and LP's opinion, a better product.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, it's a better mousetrap than some of the competitive products out there. And, you know, we mainly compete with fiber cement. So, you know, apples to apples, you know, it is. And we might be biased, but at the end of the day, there's a lot of value to, you know, whether it's the specifier or the installer or the homeowner, you know, by using a product like SmartSide and engineered wood siding versus something that might be porous. But in this area, you know, like we were talking about before the show is, you know, you need certain things to sort of compete or be relevant to the homeowner, and especially in the Northeast here. It's a pre-finished market, which we weren't always doing, and then it's a smooth market at the end of the day. So that was something that we just recently came out with as well, where we feel like we have the product mix now that sort of applies to the general, you know, population around here. So it's
better choices now. So
yeah, it's just, you know, it fits the market more. So I believe that, you know, trying to stick a square peg through a round hole and having a product that, again, only fits 20% of the, you know, the needs of the population doesn't really have a chance to succeed. Whereas now with having a pre-finished offering and having a brush smooth, you know, again, we can offer pretty much anything at that point.
So a lot of your competitors are fiber cement products. Yours is engineered wood. What's the difference?
You know, at the end of the day, cement and cement-based products, they're widely popular. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're all trying to emulate a natural wood. Mm-hmm. You know, vinyl's trying to emulate a natural wood by putting some grain on there. And that's the thing. And these natural products come with maintenance aspects. So we have a wood-based product. And like I said, it's a better mousetrap where we've taken what we've learned from the, you know, our sheathing expertise and the OSB market and dump that into the product that we have now, where it has a lot of value from a you know, installation standpoint, a moisture management standpoint, and it provides and checks all those boxes that people are looking for.
We're going to be going through all those boxes while you're
let's
here.
Let's hope we have time.
So let's talk about the basic process for any of our listeners that are out there. First of all, you can call in and ask Mike questions at 888-329-3306, or you can type them here on the Facebook page and we'll see the questions. And Tyler, if you see them, let us know too. And you can type in your questions and we'll try to answer them like right away. But my question is for those people that say, okay, I'm a new homeowner, hopefully going into the new election year, we have some good incentives for our younger people and even our older people to buy houses. And sometimes a fixer-upper is a great way to go. And changing the exterior, like I said, curb appeal is something that is the first thing that hits you when you look at a house. So I like the idea of siding on a house. I would actually like siding on my house, which is stucco, and I don't love it. What is the process? Here I am, Miss Homeowner, and I got my house. I've had it for a while, or maybe it's a new one. I want to put siding on the house. I don't want to pay a designer. I've pulled up a lot of different samples. I kind of know what I like. What happens next?
So, you know, there's a couple of different ways you can go about it. On our website, we have a visualizer tool. So you can take a home that's already sort of in the system, or you can upload pictures of your own home where we can digitally map them, and then you can manipulate the finishes, the you know, the profiles, the colors on, you know, your actual house or a picture of your actual house to give you a look and a feel, you know, of the aesthetics that you're working with. Some people kind of just say, hey, I already have this siding on my house. I like that look. I like that exposure. You know, maybe it's a double four or, you know, a larger exposure. But most of the people, they look at color. You know, you're also, when you're doing a home, you know, especially on the remodeling side, you have a tendency to do the roof at one point, you know, the siding, the windows, but you're only going to really do that once in your life. It's not like you're painting a kitchen or something where you can kind of change it out on a whim and again, at a lower cost. So with siding, it is something that people do take a long time to, you know, to do their homework, do their due diligence, look at all the alternatives and the offerings out there. But, you know, it's not like a roof where if you have a hole in your roof, you need to do that. And it's, you know, it's sort of a, you know, an urgency.
Right.
With your siding, you know, most of the time there's not a huge hole in your siding where they have a little bit more time.
It can be.
And, yeah.
We'll talk about that too.
Let's hope not. But yeah, I mean, it, you know, it's something that people seem to put a little bit more effort into it just because, it can give you that instant curb
appeal. It makes a statement. So here's the fun thing, listeners, because LP's been with me for a while now, since May. And if you go to lpcorp.com/Philadelphia Home and open up the website, you can, there's four professionals and four homeowners. Click on the homeowner link, and that's where you can explore all the finishes. You can find contractors, and you can find the visualizer. What a fun tool to work with. I want to put my own house in there. I haven't done it yet. But what a super fun tool. Is that something that you can hold it up?
Oh, yeah, sure. So this is basically, and most of the manufacturers have these, where it's a brochure just strictly about color, where it shows the 16 expert finish colors that we have and sort of popular or coordinating color trends, you know, as far as siding and trims. But most of the time, people will incorporate at least two or three colors into their siding and trim offering that way. You know, no one's really just doing the same color siding, same color trim, you know, throughout their whole house. They're mixing it up, like you mentioned, where they're using different textures, different finishes, maybe some stone veneers to sort of, you know, add some interest, add some dimension, and create their own sort of masterpiece.
Right. So you can, it's kind of fun to mix and match because you do the trim and everything with siding, because that's something that you want to consider too. People just think, oh, I'm going to side my house, but there's trim going around windows, going around the gutters and the eaves and all of that. That's all important stuff that you need to take into consideration when you're doing it. So with the visualizer that you can pull up with LP, you can take a picture of your home or just look at the different looks that are out there and get an idea of what your home would look like. And that way you put your own spin on the stuff that you're doing. I love the visualizer. I did not take a picture of my house, but like I'm willing to do it. Do people ever just do like maybe the front of their house, like the street side of their house, and leave the rest in brick or whatever else it is? Or is that something that's like old and dated?
I mean, we see it now and then. It more so common is the, you know, I call it the mullet, basically, where they put the nicer siding on the front. And then, you know, we see it down the shore and along the coast a lot where, you know, these houses are right on top of each other. And there's really, you know, a 5-foot setback to the property line where no one's really looking at the sides of their homes. And then the back, you know, is the ocean where, you know, no one's turning around and looking at the house when they're in the rear of the property. So they'll put, you know, cedar shakes or a nicer siding on the front. And then the other three sides is going to be sort of, you know, something that's just less busy and less costly.
So we could do that. We could put the beautiful side of LP on the front of our house. I love the smooth finish. I don't like the wood grain in the siding. Mm-hmm. That's my personal opinion, but you can still get that. It's just that smooth finish looks just so updated and clean. I want to show our listeners a picture here. When you do multifamily housing, look at how cool this is. Like, This, let me see if I've got it up there. Yeah.
Yep.
This is like super cool. So you can do multifamily housing for our contractors that are out there listening. Here is a house that's done in two-tone, which is really, really cool. So let me make sure I get that. I want to get it in there. So you can, you become your own designer. You can do your own thing with whatever it is that you want to do on your home. And part or all of it. I love the colors, too. That's why I was going through your brochure. Couple quick commercials. comments about the LP. What about, I've seen homes after a storm. Hurricane, tornadoes, the siding's flapping in the wind. It's falling off and it's buckled. That's a pet peeve, to go along a road and be looking at houses and see buckled siding. What makes LP different? Does it buckle? Does it do the same thing as vinyl? Or
No. So, you know, it's going to be a lot more durable. It's going to be a lot more rigid than, you know, a vinyl hollow back or you know, even an insulated vinyl. But, you know, some of the times when we see that oil canning or the buckling, that's due to, you know, mainly improper installation or the siding getting pinned. You know, vinyl siding floats on nails and it expands and contracts, just like, okay. You know, most plastics, they expand and contract with temperature. With wood, they expand and contract with moisture content. So it's a little bit different, but, you know, when you see something that's sort of just buckling on the wall, usually it has to do with again, you know, heat and expanding and not being able to move the way it wants to. You know, the flapping in the wind and the breeze is a different thing where, you know, siding can get ripped off the house. So if it's hung on there, obviously it's not installed as secure as something that's hard fastened to the studs or the framing or the sheathing. So again, you know, depending on the wind rating, ours can withstand up to 200 mile wind load rating, which is, you know, again, meets or exceeds
that's
all the.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's great because you're not using it or you're not limited as far as where you can use the product, where you can install the product. Certain areas of the country, especially in like the hurricane zones or things like that, you might have to beef up your installation or move your fastener spacing a little closer together, just again to meet local codes and make sure that siding doesn't become airborne or doesn't sort of lift off in the breeze. And that's sort of twofold, you know, from the homeowner perspective and just driving around the neighborhood, you know, you don't want to see siding that looks, you know, crappy hanging on the wall or laying on the lawn or anything like that. But then the installers and these guys that, you know, install this as a livelihood, they love a good storm, you know, at the end of the day, because, you know,
it's money in their pocket.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, you know, it stimulates, you know, the economy in that respect. But at the same time, you know, for a homeowner, that's the last thing they want to deal with is replacing or repairing their siding. We also warranty up to 1¾ inches for hail. So, you know, something that
inch and three quarter of hail, like a hail ball.
Yep, the
like,
the diameter.
Wow.
So, you know,
that
can wreak havoc on a vinyl property and on your roof and on your cars and things like that. But we, you know, our siding, you know, can withstand, you know, pretty decent size hail balls and, you know, come
so
out.
So as opposed to fiber cement board and vinyl, yours will withstand that shock.
Yep. Yeah. The impact resistance with the engineered, you know, hardwood siding is a lot greater than the vinyl and the fiber cement counterparts. So.
Okay. I'm going to take a quick commercial break. We are live in the studio with Mike Grace, who is here from LP Smart Side Corp, talking about siding your home and all the things we can do. You're listening to Home Improvement Fix and Facts with Carol Holloway, and we will be right back.
Hey, Philadelphia homeowners. To build for looks and durability, side your home with LP Smart Side Expert Finish Trim and Siding, now available in brushed smooth texture. Available in 16 versatile colors, LP SmartSide Expert Finish products will help you create a gorgeous, longer-lasting dream home. That's the beauty of brushed smooth. Learn more about LP SmartSide Expert Finish products in brushed smooth texture at lpcorp.com/Philly Siding. That's lpcorp.com/Philly Siding.
Hi, it's Carol Holloway. Join me every Monday from 3 to 4 for my show, Tell Me More with Carol Holloway, as we discuss politics, health, family, economy, and just about any topic that we all deal with as we search for answers in today's world. Because things aren't always black and white. Sometimes you can sit on the fence undecided till you get the real facts.
Tell Me More with Carol Holloway, Mondays at 3 p.m. on WWDB 860 AM, WWDBAM.com, or the Odyssey app.
Hello, this is Erin, and I have a very important message. If you or a loved one is suffering with any sort of crisis, there is no need to do it alone. Dial the 988 Suicide and Crisis Hotline, where trained professionals will handle your case and get you the help you need any day, anytime. All reports are fully confidential. Dial 988, and a responder will do everything they can to assist you. Remember, if you see something, say something. You may just be saving someone's life. Remember, 988 for the Suicide and Crisis Hotline.
And we are back. You are listening to Home Improvement Fix and Facts with Carol Holloway as we discuss siding your home with LP Smart Side and the pros and cons and what can happen and all of that other good stuff. The lines are open at 888-329-3306. That's 888-329-3306. And we have a caller on the line. We have Tom live. Tom, welcome. What's your question? You're live on the air.
Hi, how you guys doing today?
We're doing great.
Doing well.
Good. Mike, how you doing today?
Good. Good morning, Tom.
Good. I'm looking to put some siding on my house. I wanted to see the differentiator between The LP Smart Side and the fiber cement product that I'm hearing a lot about out in the market. Can you expand on that a little bit for me?
Yeah, I mean, you know, just from a product standpoint, our products are 16 foot long. So, you know, aesthetically, there will be less pieces on your house, less seams. It's about half the weight or 45% lighter than fiber cement. So the load on your walls, your sidewalls, things like that, should be improved. But at the end of the day, this product, it has a better warranty. It's a per piece warranty. So it's, you know, going to allow you the flexibility where if something, you know, you can't meet the installation guidelines or, you know, again, you get 20 extra years. So we have a 50-year substrate warranty, which goes a long way. You know, most people, they stay in their homes a lot longer now, especially with the rates being higher. And you typically only do the siding once. So you want to do it once, you want to do it right, and you want to do something that's going to install something that, you know, that's going to last as long as you're going to be in the home. So for the most part, you know, it's a better mousetrap, you know, from a warranty perspective, from a moisture management perspective, from a, you know, installation perspective, where it should be a win-win across the board.
Tom, what area are you from?
I'm calling from Delaware County.
Okay, cool. A great area. You used to live there?
Yes.
I've been doing...
I have one other question for Mike.
Sure.
What separate... I mean, this is a wood-based product. What makes it not, you know, a wood-based product where it's going to, you know, have, you know, termites and so on and so forth and possibly, you know, wood moisture damage, so on and so forth?
Yeah, so this product, we call it the SmartGuard process. So we put a couple different things in here. And, you know, if you look at the back of our siding, everyone kind of equates it to OSB or oriented strand board. And, you know, it's so much more than that. But we use a process, like I said, the SmartGuard process, where we mix resins, MDI resins, which are the same thing that bowling balls are made of. So that sort of gives its rigidity, its impact resistance. We also put zinc borate in the product. So that sort of deters all your pests. Termites, and also gives you some antifungal properties as well. Because again, this is on the exterior home, so you're not going to get any of the issues that are they're commonly associated with wet wood, so to speak. And then last but not least, we add some waxes and a moisture, a resin saturated overlay. So again, all these things are adding to the product where even though it may look like, you know, typical OSB, it's made from a hardwood, you know, aspen trees, which are, you know, self-regenerative. It's a very green process, so this is a carbon negative product, which is great, and that's a whole other aspect that we could probably spend another show on.
That you're welcome to come back.
But it's an engineered hardwood product at the end of the day, which, you know, is what people want. You know, they want to emulate wood, and it's wood at the end of the day. It installs like wood. It, you know, it reacts like wood, for the most part. But then it also, you know, again, takes out all the shortcomings of a natural product with it being engineered. So a lot longer, a lot lighter, and a lot stronger.
It does reduce the carbon footprint, Tom. Engineered wood is so sustainable. It's unbeatable for durability. It's longer lasting, if that helps you at all. And like Mike said, it's 100% sourced wood fiber. So they're trees that generate quickly.
Yep.
And lightweight.
Yep. Yeah. It's like I said, it's about 45% lighter than its fiber cement counterpart per foot. So, you know, just want to be clear about that. But it all starts with the aspen tree. We have a lot of, we take pride in the sustainable forestry initiatives that we're a part of. But we harvest these trees and these logs within a 75-mile radius around the plant. I just actually was at the one of our plants last week in Minnesota. It was the first time I was there, and it was pretty eye-opening experience, you know, to see this product start as a tree, more or less, that goes in, it comes into our facility, and at the end of the day, comes out in one of these finished pieces, like a siding or a trim.
Tom, stay tuned because we're going to talk about the warranty and the freeze and fall cycles. And like Mike said, it resists fungal decay and termites and like the hot and cold temperatures that we have here and harsh weather conditions, including the rain and the humidity and the wind, which is really amazing. But it has a unique warranty to it as well. It's a 5-15-50 prorated limited warranty. What does that mean?
Yeah, so the 5 is basically the first 5 years. You have a 100% labor and material is covered. So again, if something's going to go wrong with a product or it's not installed in the right manner, typically that'll show its face within the first year or two. So again, you're covered up to 5 years, 100% labor and material. After that time, that 15 or that second number in the warranty is going to be our finish warranty. So the finish warranty is going to be 100% for that first 5 years, as I mentioned, and then it's going to be prorated at 10% per year up until year 15. This product, and why a lot of coatings fail, again, is just you know, products or the substrates that these products are on cycling moisture. So when you paint PVC or versus wood or fiber cement, those products have a tendency to either expand and contract or cycle moisture, which again, you know, will limit how dark you can paint something with plastic or PVC. With our product, it's a non-issue where it will not cycle moisture. It'll acclimate one time after you install it to sort of, it's a very dry manufacturing process. So when it comes out of our factories, it's dry. And then when it gets out onto the wall and in the environment, it'll acclimate one time and it'll expand and sort of close up and seal up any control joints that you allow and that we kind of require for the installation purposes. But yeah, at the end of the day, it's 15 years on the finish.
Right. And a 16, you said 16 foot lengths, which is kind of unusual for siding, isn't it?
Yep. So, you know, most
less
of the
seams.
Yeah, definitely less seams. So on a 25 square house, you know, you're going to have about 100 less seams, which is, you know, 100 less pieces, 100 less seams, 100 less times you're having to cut or carry something. So it again, from an installation perspective, it, you know, it speeds up and is a little bit more efficient in that regard. But, you know, with the finish as well, you know, we have a black, we have a white, and with it being wood and a wood substrate, it's not going to, you know, expand and contract or be pushed past the limits, you know, similar to like a PVC wood if it was painted black, you know, which you just, it's very hard to do. So, you know, temperature is not really a concern with our cladding, but again, you get a 15-year warranty on the finish. And then that 50, the last part of that, is the substrate warranty. So again, you know, whether it's on a doghouse or on a multifamily, it's the same warranty. There's no warranty that's different from our soffit to our siding to our trim. So it's a very straightforward process. You know, the warranty also, if there was a claim, it would be at the time of the claim that you would get reimbursed for, you know, current dollars and not something that you might have paid a lot less for 10 years ago. And it's also linked to the zip code that product's installed in. So it should be, you know, a win-win for the homeowner.
Now, here's a serious question, not to cut you off, Mike, but there's some fabulous contractors out there and there's some that aren't as good. Does LP look at how the siding was installed to make that determination? Do we go back to the contractor first? Do we go to LP first? Like, what would happen in the process? God forbid, you know, we get a really bad storm and it wasn't installed properly. Who takes care of that?
So initially, you know, if the homeowner realizes claim or if it happens, you know, right out of the gate and the contractor's still on the job site, you know, we just want you to contact the customer service number, you know, make us aware of the claim, let us know what's happening, what you see, and then they'll kind of handle it from there. And typically they'll get some, you know, they'll do their homework. They'll make sure that it's actually our product, you know, when it was installed, when it was purchased. And then we'll probably go out to the job site, take a look at it. But, you know, it was something that even before I came over to LP, it was something that I was conscious of. As, you know, I asked them, you know, what's your claims rate? Is there a lot of problems with these products? Because that's usually a telltale sign of something, you know, larger to come down the pipeline. But to date, we've sold over 20 billion square feet of this product, and our claims rate is less than, you know.
I'm just holding it up so people can see. This is the cedar wood like finish, right?
Yep. So on the left of those samples is basically going to be the wood grain, and then on the right is going to be our smooth finish. So it kind of gives you an idea what both of them will look like.
It's hard to see on the show. I mean, going into a showroom or wholesaler or a contractor's place of business would be the right place to go. Now, important things for people, because if I'm considering siding for my house, there's two things that are important to me, the cleaning and the maintenance. Now, you've talked about some of that maintenance with the warranty that's out there and some of the things that we can do. But let's talk about cleaning our siding first. Can you power wash it?
You don't necessarily want to power wash that, and we kind of discourage you from doing that. Like I mentioned before, there is a, you know, a moisture or resin saturated overlay on this product to kind of keep, you know, everything, you know, together and make sure the elements, you know, stay outside of your home. And So with that being said, you really shouldn't have to power wash it. You know, there's a lot of soft washing companies out there, but the days of just, you know, just using brute strength and brute force to sort of remove debris on your siding. Like I said, it's coated in resins, it's coated in waxes where it's not going to support the growth of you know, mold, mildew, fungus, things like that. Now, you know, every now and then you can hose it off. You can use a mild detergent, things like that. But you really shouldn't have to use a lot of elbow grease or anything where the, you know, wood products in the past, even with like a wood deck, you think about it, you've seen people power wash it. And it's so subjective to the PSI and the degree
you
tip.
You can shred your wood deck
and it looks, it can look like, you know, crap really quickly. So with this, less is more. Again, if you have any questions, you can always contact your local LP rep or
go right to the website, which is amazing. So no power washing, simple cleaning. I read that you can use a solution of 3 parts water to 1 part vinegar to remove light mold and mildew stains. So that was really important. I'm all natural girl. Mm-hmm. I prefer the natural stuff as opposed to the chemicals. And as I tell my listeners all the time, inspect your siding, inspect your home on a regular basis. You should be walking around your home every quarter, and particularly after a storm, to inspect it. And it's particularly if you've had new siding put on, just to see if anything is amiss. And you can go to the cleaning and maintenance instructions right at the LP SmartSide Trim and Siding on their website at, like I said, lpcorp.com/Philadelphia Homes. And all this information is available. Now, maintenance, like we said, cleaning, no power washing. But what if my kids are playing and they're throwing crap up against the house and it chips? Or something happens, or, you know, I go to hang something on the outside of my house. I'm like, oh, I don't want that there. And now I have this imperfection in my siding. Can I fix it?
Yeah. You know, without a doubt, like I said, you know, with it not being vinyl and with it not being fiber cement, you can use, you know, an exterior grade wood putty or something and fill some holes. Use a, you know, a class 25 or greater caulk and fill those holes, and then just paint it with using our touch-up paint, which, you know, again, is a specific brand. So it's not like a Sherwin-Williams or a Benjamin Moore. It's an Exalta brand that, you know, you can touch up in the field and there's no harm, no foul. Obviously, you want to, you know, apply it in the precise area that you need it and not sort of all over the area or all over the product. But at the end of the day, you know, it's very forgiving. And you know, we all have kids. We've all been around, you know, we do a ton of jobs on like golf courses and country clubs where siding's going to get hit, you know, especially if it's on a multifamily.
Golf balls.
Yeah, everything. But, you know, it the impact resistance is just far superior. We were out at IBS last year, the International Builders Show, and in our booth we had a pitching, you know, cage where people could come into the booth. They, you know, they're winging baseballs at the siding at, you know, up to, you know, 80, 90 miles an hour, and it's just bouncing off. And it really goes to show you how, you know, rigid and resilient this siding is.
Now, if you're doing that with the siding, do you put your competitor's siding next to it?
It wasn't in the pitching machine, but there are some where that, you know, they're swinging sledgehammers at it. And again, it's a better mousetrap. It's going to bounce back a lot quicker.
Right. I know you have a better mousetrap, and it's so hard to get that message across. That's why I'm like, ooh, if I could see the competitors and whack it, I'd be really happy.
Yeah. It's the fiber cement is just a lot more brittle. And that's the thing. I mean, they're great at marketing. They're great at advertising. And a lot, like you said, a lot of homeowners think that's what they want because they don't know what else is out there. And again, you know, we're just starting off, you know, in this area, just with the pre-finished and the brush smooth, where I think we can, you know, we can start making an impact and letting people know that, hey, you know, for essentially a, you know, the same price and the same cost, you can have a better product that's going to withstand and, you know, hold up to a lot more.
And I want to let our listeners know you're in this market. You just haven't been as strong because other manufacturers have a stronghold. You're getting the word out there and talking to my sources, to my distributors. They're telling me straight up they love LP SmartSide so much more than the competition. And they say, as I said at the top of the hour, when they have a chance to sell it, they love it because they – Out of Matt's mouth, we have less problems with LP SmartSide. Mm-hmm. So there you go. I have to take another quick commercial break here, and then we're going to be back to talk a little bit more about siding. The lines are open at 888-329-3306. You would think I'd have that memorized, but I don't. 888-329-3306. You are listening to Home Improvement Fix and Facts with Carol Holloway and my co-host, Mike Grace from LP Smart Side Solutions. All your siding needs are going to be answered right here. We'll be right back. Hi, it's Carol Holloway. Join me every Monday from 3 to 4 for my show, Tell Me More with Carol Holloway, as we discuss politics, health, family, economy, and just about any topic that we all deal with as we search for answers in today's world. Because things aren't always black and white. Sometimes you can sit on the fence undecided till you get the real facts.
Tell Me More with Carol Holloway, Mondays at 3 p.m. on WWDB 860 AM, WWDBAM.com, or the Odyssey app.
Hey, Philadelphia homeowners. To build for looks and durability, side your home with LP SmartSide Expert Finish Trim and Siding, now available in brushed smooth texture. Available in 16 versatile colors, LP SmartSide Expert Finish products will help you create a gorgeous, longer-lasting dream home. That's the beauty of brushed smooth. Learn more about LP SmartSide Expert Finish products in brushed smooth texture at lpcorp.com/philly siding. That's lpcorp.com/philly siding.
Hello, this is Erin, and I have a very important message. If you or a loved one is suffering with any sort of crisis, there is no need to do it alone. Dial the 988 Suicide and Crisis Hotline, where trained professionals will handle your case and get you the help you need any day, anytime. All reports are fully confidential. Dial 988, and a responder will do everything they can to assist you. Remember, if you see something, say something. You may just be saving someone's life. Remember, 988 for the Suicide and Crisis Hotline.
Downstairs, sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a night to keep, he can't hang around.
And welcome back to Our House here at WWDB. You are listening to Home Improvement Fix and Facts with Mike Grace from LP Smart Side Expert Finish Trim and Siding in Brush Smooth Texture. That's a mouthful. That's a tongue twister.
Say that sometimes.
Yes, you can get it in the wood look, wood grain finish, the cedar finish. I happen to love the smooth finish. I mean, I just love that clean look that you get on a house, that it goes with so many different architectural styles, whether it's modern farmhouse, whether it's an updated ranch, Cape Cod, you know, whatever you're doing, if you want to bring your house into the 21st century and give it a look, but keep the character of the house, this is a great product to work with. And you can't really see the colors here, but this gives you an idea. Mike, what can we do about that if we want to see this product?
So, you know, obviously you can reach out to us. You can go on our website and request samples. We also are in the process of installing a lot of displays at local dealers. So, you know, the
go ahead. Oh, keep
talking. We have store displays and floor displays that are great, but it doesn't show the product, you know, sort of in a larger format. So we're going into our stocking dealer partners and sort of putting in these larger displays, which give homeowners, you know, the ability to go in and sort of see it and touch it and feel it. But we can ship any samples to your home, to any of the local dealers in the market. And, you know, we've been talking about the lap, but we have shakes, we have board and batten, we have panels, we have trim. So the product and the product mix isn't really going to limit the application. So, you know, like you said, if you have a Cape Cod and you want shakes, we can do that. If you have a modern house that, you know, is more of a nickel gap feel, you know, we have those profile offerings where, you know, it's not a one-size-fits-all approach, and we realize that. So
we can go to the website and order samples.
Yep, or you can contact our, you know, your local LP rep and get in touch with us that way.
Okay. SmartGuard process, that's licensed directly to LP, which does all those wonderful things that you said, adding strength, withstands the impacts of the freeze and fall, the high humidity, the fungus, the decay, termites, bugs, carpenter ants. So it's really made to withstand all of that. How does it stack up? Like, do your competitors offer a same process?
It would sort of depend on what the material is made of. You know, a lot of times with natural products, they have proteins in them and things that pests and, like I said, termites are, drawn to. So that's sort of why we, add these components and these, with the resins, the waxes, the zinc borate, all these things, we add them to our process essentially to mitigate the effects of, you know, having it be wood and, having it made of wood. So like I said, it's more or less, you know, waterproof. It's more or less insect proof. It's more, fungus proof, where these things just can't get in and can't penetrate the products. Though it's wood, it's all encapsulated. And every strand of this board is encapsulated in that MDI resin. So, you know, and then we compress it, and then using heat and pressure, this board is formed out of, you know, out of the, manufacturing process. Yeah. So it's pretty neat to see that, you know, firsthand last week.
I mean, I'm shocked at how lightweight this product is. I have sample boards here that Mike brought with me, brought with him with side by side the textured and the smooth finish. And there's all these samples on here. And all these different colors, and I am shocked at how lightweight this product is. It's super lightweight, but yet super durable, which I find really amazing. Tell me a little bit more about the company. How long? Do you know how long they've been in business?
So LP was incorporated and came to inception back in the 70s. This product, LP SmartSide, was developed over the course of 2 years and essentially came onto the market in this form in 1997. So okay. We're almost at our 30-year mark. You know, the product's been the same since we came out. You know, we've learned a lot from, you know, the OSB side of our business and the sheathing side and the commodity side, where we've put that, you know, that R&D and that experience into these products and making them perform in the market. And like I said, there's no areas of the country or zones, so to speak, where, you know, our product can't be used. You know, we put our money where our mouth is with the warranty process, where it's, you know, again, you can use it on your doghouse, your shed, you know, all the way up to, you know, multi-million-dollar,
you know. Doghouse, I love it.
Yep, and this is very, you know, it's wood and it's structural, so, you know, there's a lot of things that you just can't do with fiber cement. So in the shed world and you know, the prefabricated and the modular home business, you know, you can't put a product on there that's fragile and brittle and that will, you know, be susceptible to cracking or falling off during transportation. So that's where sort of our products shine. And that's a thing. With a vinyl or something like that, you're going to be kind of limited in the exposure, you know, how big of a profile you can get. And that's sort of where insulated vinyl came about is, you know, a lot of people think it's for the R value, but it's actually to hold the profile and keep it stiff and you know, keep it from deforming. So with these wood products, they're a lot more rigid, where you can get, you know, a larger 7-inch exposure, which is, you know, the most popular fiber cement profile. And that's what homeowners want, especially on a lot of these higher end homes in this area on the main line, where they want a larger profile that doesn't look like vinyl, you know, from the street.
Exactly. You know what? That's the best way to say it, because I don't like looking at a house that looks like vinyl. I like something that looks like a wood house, that looks like it's finished properly. And I'm a fan of the big boards. Let me ask you a question with siding. Like, I've seen siding, and you talked about the different types of siding. I've seen siding that's like little slats, tiny little, and it's just overkill and it looks horrible. Does it come in different heights and widths and besides the 16-foot long boards?
Yeah, so the 16 is basically, you know, throughout our manufacturing process, our length is going to be limited to 16 feet. So our presses are essentially 8x16, which allows us to make, you know, panelized goods out of it. But most of our products, and again, you know, I say most, not all, they're going to be 16 feet in length. The widths and the exposures or the profiles that I think you're speaking about.
Profiles. Yeah.
In the lap siding or the horizontal siding, we have a 6-inch version. We have an 8-inch version. We have a 12-inch version. We have soffits. We have, you know, trims. We call it a 540 series and a 440 series. So that sort of relates to the thickness of the trim. So almost like a 4-quarter and a 5-quarter. board. We have shakes. They're limited to 4 feet in length, but then they're going to be about 12 feet high, and they're reversible. So one edge is staggered, one edge is going to be a perfection or a straight edge. So you can get, you know, multiple uses or multiple looks out of the same product. But we have also have a 16-foot board and batten. So it's 16 inches wide by 16 feet tall. So a lot of the board and battens out there, they're limited to 10, you know, at most 12 feet. And what happens is if you have a, you know, a wall or an area of your home that's larger, you have to put these kind of these Z-flashings that kind of, you know, detract from the apparent appearance or the look of the home. So this allows people to do larger spans, again, fewer seams, easier for the installers, and just, you know, aesthetically more pleasing at the end.
Okay.
Of the
we got a comment here from Bob that says, great job, Mike. Very, very informative. It is informative because I'm learning. I've seen a trend happening lately with this vertical siding on homes. It doesn't look great on everything, but we have one down the street from us, and it's just stunning. Are you? Is that a trend, or is it? Has it always been there, or is it just something that you're? I don't know. I'm seeing more of it.
Yeah. So the board and batten look and the vertical siding is, again, it looks better on certain homes, but you know, depending on the material and the profile, you know. On the wrong home, it could look too busy. If it's too wide in a smaller area, it could just look too plain or too dull. But that is something that, you know, typically we'd see, you know, shakes as an accent, you know, or the scalloped shakes mm-hmm. and things like that at a gable end. The board and batten is really taking that place of that for the most part. You know, we're seeing that more now than ever, you know, in certain areas of the home. But like I said, I mean, we're just seeing an influx of just mixing of colors and textures and profiles on the same home where maybe 30, 40 years ago, it would have just all been, you know, one profile, one color. It's a big white trim market too. But SmartSide gives you the ability to have a color trim where, you know, you think of most of the trim out there, you know, is it white for a reason because PVC is white and it's, you know, it's a maintenance right. aspect to paint it. But it gives you and the product and its offerings aren't limiting you. They're not going to limit your architect or limit your curb appeal. You know, you can kind of do anything you want. And at the end of the day, too, even though we have this great expert finished product, you know, always people always ask, you know, can I paint it down the road? If you get sick of the color or if you move or somebody purchases my home. And at the end of the day, it is wood and you can paint it. And there's really no limitations. You know, it's an acrylic latex paint. And as long as you prep the wall properly and make sure that paint adheres and is the right paint for the right product and the substrate you're painting, you know, there should be no harm, no foul.
I'm listening to you, but I'm playing on your website while you're talking because there's a place where I can put in what products I'm looking at. I can enter the products, I can enter my zip code, and I can do a search on everything. So I'm having some fun doing that mm-hmm. right now. And your website also will give some recommendations for where to go for distributors and contractors, correct?
Yep. Yeah. So we have a dealer locator. We have a, you know, we have different programs geared towards the contractors, whether they're a remodeler or a builder, where it, you know, it can give them leads. It can, you know, connect the end users with the, you know, the installers where they can get a, you know, a quote or, you know, they can just, again, just get an estimate on, you know, what this would cost versus vinyl or what this would cost versus fiber cement. So we try to make it as easy as possible. But like I said, if you reach out to our customer service, they can put you in touch with the local rep or any of the dealers in the area. They should be able to you know, point you in the right direction as far
I just
as,
pulled up all the locations near me. And I am surprised the big box stores carry this.
Yep. So, we do partner with them on certain aspects. They have access to certain products within our catalog. Mainly what I deal with in our side of the business, we focus on the, you know, the dealer and the siding channels. So, excuse me. We're not necessarily calling on Home Depot or Lowe's or
right.
anyone You're, like that.
That's just a,
they
another,
do stock our material.
They do stock it, but you really want to go to a place like you heard me talk about SWI. I just love SWI in Downingtown for this product because I have it from the owners of the company, mm-hmm. how easy this product is to install. We have to wrap it up. Is there anything that you want to let our listeners know before I have to let you go?
No, I appreciate the time on the show. And, you know, what I would say, and that's the thing, there's not one perfect product for everyone out there. You know, it all depends on individual needs, budget, things like that. But when you're doing a reside or a remodel, just make sure that, you know, the money that you're spending is going to have a maximum impact, a maximum value to whether it's, you know, just fulfill your needs aesthetically or make your home worth that much more at the end of the day. And, you know, leverage the people that are doing this, you know, on a daily basis, not, you know, internet comments and things like that. But yeah, you know, let us help you make the right decision. You know,
absolutely. I love it. For listeners, I only have a minute left. Visit lpcorp.com/Philadelphia Homes. All the information is there. You can order samples. You can do the visualizer, put your own home in, and take a look at it. I love you guys. I would love to have you come back and talk to me again. So let's set something up if possible. And I just want to let everybody know we are out of time. It's the fastest hour in radio ever. So next week's show will be a surprise because I might not be in town that week. So I can't tell you if I'm going to do it from afar or if I'm going to do it in over Zoom. I don't know yet. Anyway, so that'll be next week's decision. I want everybody to pay it forward and make it a great week. Do something nice for someone. We'll be back same place, same time. Thanks for listening. And thanks, Mike, for coming on board and sharing LP Smart Side.
Yes, thank you, Carol. I appreciate it.
There ain't nothing wrong with this old house. It just needs a little home improvement.